Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, action, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is indeed my pleasure and I appreciate you investing your time to be here with me to learn more from another amazing guest. And before we jump into our topic of using Instagram Reels to promote your message with the amazing James Cooper, I want to take a brief few seconds to send positive energy, positive thoughts, prayers, whatever works for you, for the people who are suffering in the world from illness, natural disasters, political upheaval, war, etc. Because any positive energy I believe that we send out makes a difference. Thank you so much. So I have the pleasure of knowing an amazing man that I was fortunate enough to meet through a program I participate in with Martha Krejci called Home-Based Revolution. That's how I first came across the amazing brilliance that James Cooper has when it comes to storytelling and video creation. And since then, I am excited to be involved with his pilot program we'll talk about tonight of Selling Through Story. And he's agreed to be my guest to share from his over 30 years of experience in Hollywood making films and videos for businesses with you. And so this expertise he will draw from to help you become more confident on camera, create content ideas, and attract your ideal audience. Oh, and he'll be sharing how to create Instagram Reels faster and more easily, even if, like me when I started, you've never created one before. So we will open the lines for questions at the end, and I am very grateful. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome, James.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, what fun we are going to have. James and I also have similar interests. I discovered as I looked at his background on video with Star Wars, et cetera. So I'm sure that's kind of come up some point. But right now, after what I shared about you, James, what would you like the listeners to know about you?
Wow. Well, I mean, I lived in Hollywood pretty much my entire life. I'm the son of an actress and a television director. My father was a very prolific television director, award-winning television director, directed a lot of TV shows that people might have heard of, Gilligan's Island, The Brady Bunch, Maude, I Dream of Jeannie, All in the Family, lots of different TV shows during the golden age of sitcom. And he really was my mentor when it came to filmmaking, when it came to telling stories. My dad was a master storyteller. And so when I was 5 years old, he gave me my very first camera for Christmas, and I just remember him saying, you know, have fun with this. And he showed me how to load it. Back then, we didn't have video yet. We were still using film, dating myself. But he showed me how to film with the camera. And everywhere I went, I had my camera and I had a roll of tape because I was obsessed with motion. And so I used to tape my camera to my skateboard. I used to tape it to the side mirror of our car. One time I even taped the camera to our dog. That wasn't a pleasant conversation with my mom later. But it was, I always loved motion pictures, and I was a real cinema geek in high school and college. And really, it's amazing to be able to be part of the motion picture industry and to have, you know, been part of telling stories that matter.
Well, and I think you just answered the second question, which is how did you discover your passion purpose? Was there anything you wanted to add to that?
I think just growing around, up around it was really the thing. I mean, I think I went through a period in high school where I was going to try to be a doctor because I wanted to. My mom was an actress. She was in TV shows like Get Smart and the original Twilight Zone. And you know, with my dad being a director and growing up on a sound stage, I wanted to get as far away from television as I could. But literally, it was my first year in college, and I just remember sitting in a chemistry lab and just feeling like totally drained of life. Like, this is not my passion. This is not what I want to be doing with test tubes in a lab. And the only joy I had was the one elective that I had, because I was a pre-med major. The one elective I had was film and television was my film and television for non-majors. So it didn't even have actors in it. It was just a bunch of different people who were, you know, interested in acting and interested in making films. And I looked forward to that class so much. And it was that class where the teacher's like, you know, you should consider changing majors. You know, you're really good. And that's, you know, that's basically how my journey went back. It's like I couldn't get away. It's kind of like the Godfathers, right? You try to get out, they pull you back in. there was just no avoiding it. I was destined to be in the film and television industry.
Well, and it's interesting because I had thought about a career in medicine too. I love science. But I didn't want the responsibility of someone's physical life in my hands. And I'd always also had a passion for teaching and training. And so that took precedence for me. And that was a high school thing. And funny you should bring up chemistry,
yeah,
because that was my, oh boy, I dreaded that class. I had to have it to support my biology major, but oh man. And another interesting connection. So your road was a little winding to come back to discover your purpose. So how did you develop this interest you now have with helping people? Because in addition to making film and video, you now have a passion for helping other people to discover their story, to become good storytellers, and to become good skilled at using video. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I think I've always just had a passion for coaching and teaching. My father was an amazing teacher, and I learned from him not only how to tell a story, I mean, from the ground up, and like how stories are created. When my favorite moments with my father were sitting on the couch watching old movies, and we would watch old movies together, and he, at the end of the movie, he would basically say, "What was your favorite part?" And I would tell him, and then he would rewind, those of you who remember VCRs,
yes,
he would rewind the tape, and we'd get to that part of the movie, and then he would pause it, and then he would kind of peel the curtain back and say, "Ah, look what the director's doing here. Look at how the zoom is slowly zooming in. Look at the lighting here. Listen to the sound swell, the music swell." Because it's all involved in telling the story. And so it's kind of like the Matrix when you like see the code. And so he taught me how to see the behind the scenes and how cinema was made. And so I started having that passion with helping actors be better in scenes by looking at the script and then seeing it in my head and then giving actors notes to kind of direct them to be better. And so I went from acting. I never really cracked the writer part of it. My dad was also a writer. I'd never really found myself to be a writer, but I loved the acting and I loved the directing. And then I got into commercials. I was really obsessed with commercials even at a young age. So when the show would come on, I would record 4 hours of television and then I would skip over the program and I would watch the commercials. It's kind of a weird thing as a kid to do,
yeah,
but I loved commercials. And the reason was I loved stories told in 15 and 30 second bites, because a commercial has to tell a story and it has to be impactful enough to make people either laugh or remember the product or share a message that was important. If it was, you know, some sort of, you know, some sort of product that saves lives or helps people. And so I was just obsessed with commercials, and I used to watch and record the Clio Awards. And for those of you who don't know what the Clio Awards is, it's the Academy Awards for commercials. And so I used to watch the Clio Awards every year. And so I got into commercial casting. And it was the first time when I was in commercial casting that I linked marketing with storytelling. It's the first time that it really just kind of opened my eyes when I would read the commercial scripts. Most of them were horrible, but I would read the commercial scripts, whether it was for Cheerios or Ford or whatever the product was, and then we would cast the actors in the commercial. And so being behind the camera, I would film a lot of the actors. I would give them notes and direction. And a friend of mine says, hey, listen, I need to get some of these marketing videos done. Can you help me? And so I did. I basically helped direct him and film them. And it was great. And then he recommended me to somebody else. And it was my first paying job where I was doing marketing videos for a business. It was a local chiropractor. And so I made his marketing videos and I helped him get more business. And then I was like, wow, there's something to this. I could actually make money doing this. And that's how I started as an independent filmmaker and doing marketing videos. And now speed fast forward to today, I still do that, but I decided to put my knowledge into a course. And when Instagram Reels came onto the scene, it was actually when Twitter Vine came onto the scene, short form video, and then later followed by Reels and then now TikTok, I was like, I like this. Telling 15, 30 second stories and teaching people how to do it, I was like, this is my cup of tea. I can do this.
Well, and I am so grateful that you got there. Because I have personally benefited from that, which we'll talk about more in a bit. It's interesting as you're talking about commercials. I watch commercials for a different reason, because in my work in helping people improve to maintain or regain their memory, the strategies that are used in commercials are the same strategies that you use when you want to make sticky memory. And so...
Yeah,
looking at what do they do? Why do you remember that? How can you then take that and use it? So, yeah, I was kind of geeky at commercials for a different reason. yeah, and I am old enough to have remembered getting my first camera from my father when I was doing yearbook photography. It was a 35-millimeter film camera, yes, and I remember being in the dark room developing film.
Yep, I was in the dark room, yeah.
Yeah. And my son, who is now a professional photographer, he just gets a kick out of that. Is there anything you didn't do, Mom? But he has not had that experience with film. He started with digital.
Yeah.
So he's looking at now doing some, having that experience with film, because there's a different kind of control. Although what he's learned is he can see things, discover things that are... in his head that he can Photoshop, but it's a different kind of system when it's you're using it with the darkroom technology. So
yeah.
From there, let's talk a little bit about what it is that you do. I just lost my screen, so I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm going to work on getting that back. And while I get there. Yeah. So, in your excitement and your work with realizing about telling stories in a shorter amount of time, which to me is very challenging because I like longer opportunities to work with people.
Yeah.
So what is it about that short-form video that excites you?
Yeah, I think it's because it's more challenging to tell something impactful in a very short amount of time is not easy. And so... long-form content is something that I've been used to, you know, doing short films and telling stories that are longer, you know, on-stage presentations, things like that. And there is a longer development in telling your own personal story. It's close to impossible, I think. I mean, you know, I haven't seen it done well, to tell your, to get an impactful emotional message across with your own personal story, like whether it's your origin story, where you came from, things that have happened in your life. To do that in 30 seconds is really close to impossible. But what you can do is you can share what you believe, and you can make an impact with a thought. And what that does for the viewer is it creates relatability and trust. If you can create a message and it's a sentence, a word, a thought that people can relate to, you create that rapport, and people are open to listening to more. So what I look at reels and I look at TikToks, other than like, you know, humorous ones and trending things, if you look at the majority of reels, a lot of them are sharing beliefs that people agree with or disagree with, and they create a following based on people who connect with what they believe. And that is the gateway to then creating a deeper relationship where you can tell your longer story, where you can share why you do what you do, where you can get people to go to your website and connect with you and maybe do a sales call with you. But it starts with the short micro message that people can connect with.
Well, and yes, because storytelling was the first form of communication historically before written words were available. And
yep,
we tend to think in stories. We remember stories better than isolated facts. And so
yep,
people can remember the plot of a sitcom before they can necessarily
yep
remember the process of validating a check if they're a teller, for example, because
yep
there's emotion involved with that story and people. And
yeah,
so understanding how when we share our story or any story, but our story particularly, that people do connect with, they can see themselves in that story. They can see themselves on that similar journey. You're absolutely right. When Star Wars came out, and I'm going to date myself, the very first one in the 70s, I was in high school,
yep,
and my husband and I think, we were dating at the time, and we saw that movie, I think, 11 times, because at the time, that technology was so cutting edge, and that story resonated so powerfully in that first Star Wars movie. And, of course,
yep,
my son is also a Star Wars fan, but he looks at it now when he went back to the originals with all of the digital tech that he's grown up with. And, of course, it does not look as good. I said, what you have to remember is nothing like that had been done before. And as you follow the character arc in the story, and so we've gone to the premieres of the new Star Wars movie, stood in line as a family, which has been exciting for us as parents, and talked about the power of story. And I like to
yep
talk about movies and messages. And, you know, he is also a professional musician. So for him, the soundtrack, that gets his attention, and how well or how poorly that soundtrack was used in a film. That to him is just as much a part of the story as the words. And so I think
yeah
sometimes when we are looking at storytelling, we forget about the power of images and the music as well as the words. And so taking that thought, my listeners know that I'm a brain geek and a brain junkie,
yep,
and that's my passion. And so I always, whenever possible, put in that connection. And as we were prepping for this interview, talking about Dr. John Medina's work, his book is called Brain Rules, and there's 12 rules for success at work, school, and home. And rule number 10 is vision trumps all other senses. There's more brain real estate, so quote unquote, devoted to vision. And, you know, we do remember pictures. That saying about a picture is worth a thousand words. There's a piece
yep
of research that says if you look, you hear a piece of information, 3 days later you can recall 10%. If you put a picture with it, you'll recall 65%. And so
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Reading is
inefficient.
Yeah,
there was a research.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, sorry, go ahead. Reading is inefficient because
Our brain sees words as lots of tiny pictures and has to identify features in the letters to be able to read them, and it's a very time-consuming process for the mind, versus if you can look at a whole picture, you get the whole message much more quickly. And vision has also kept us from being eaten, from finding food, helped us to find food, and to find reproductive opportunities. It's very survival focused. That's why there's so much brain area devoted to vision. So thinking about that, and I was one who resisted video. I'll raise my hand and say it was me. I didn't, the technology, I didn't know. And like many people, it's like, we don't like how we look on camera, or we don't like how we sound. So all these barriers were there. So thank you for helping me to push through those. But in the message which has been out there for a long time about, and I love your quote that says, if you want to be heard, you need to be seen.
Yeah.
So how does video fit into that marketing and promoting of your message and your business?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's the pure statistics about it are go without saying. I mean, you know, businesses, you know, if you look at the most successful businesses, they all use video. Marketing and video is the number one way to market any business. You know, people make buying decisions based on videos. It's not a should anymore. It's pretty much a must. If you want to have a successful business, you need to be doing video to market yourself, because just of the sheer competition of other people who are doing video. They said, I was reading the statistic, it would say over 80% of all internet traffic is video based. People, you know, spend more time on, you know, TikTok and YouTube, consuming information. In fact, for Gen Zers and the younger generation, they now get their news through TikTok. That's a whole other scary proposition, but I mean, they get all their information through TikTok and Reels. And people go to YouTube and Reels and TikTok to actually learn how to do things that they learn as far as skills. So video is just how we absorb information, which is why our attention spans have gotten so short, is also because we can take in information faster through video, so we've become accustomed to learning quickly through video. And if the video does not keep us engaged and grab our attention, our brains check out. We look for something else. So that is one of the reasons why video is so important. The other thing is, if we already have stated that we communicate through story, that's how human beings communicate, you know, from drawings on walls to campfire stories to, you know, then a written word and then film. Our brains are just wired for story. And when we look about how we connect with other humans, we create common experience and share experience through stories. I mean, every single day we are telling stories. If somebody says, what did you do today? Like my kids came home, it's like, how was your day? Great, what did you do? And they're like, oh, I was playing with Johnny on the playground, we did this. I mean, basically that you're telling a story. And that's just how we communicate. And so what story does, because as human beings, we don't like to be told what to do, what to think, how to feel. We resist that. And what story does, and this is, I learned this when I was a coach at Muse Storytelling, but it was said so perfectly. Stories let us witness the experience of others. And when we witness the experience from others, there's this process that happens called narrative transportation. That's how we lose ourselves in a movie. If you're in a movie theater and you're really engrossed in the movie and you're absorbing the movie and you basically put yourself into the main character's shoes while you're watching the movie, which is why you feel the emotions you feel, which is why you celebrate when they win or you cry when they're going through something difficult. You literally put yourself into that character. And it's through the common experience, we're transported into that person, and we have the opportunity to then come to our own conclusions of how to think, how to believe, how to feel. Because we say in our brain, subconsciously, what would we do in that situation? How would we have reacted in that situation? Would we also be scared? Would we be angry? Our brains are answering those questions. And so that's why I love storytelling so much, and I'm so passionate about it, because it gives you the ability to shape beliefs, but also let people come to their own conclusions. It's the 2+2=4 effect. You know, which would you rather have? Would you rather be told 4, or would you rather be told 2+2 and you come up with the answer? That's, our brains love putting things together rather than just to be given an answer. And so in the guy who ran Pixar, who came up with, I think he, God, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now, but he was, he wrote WALL-E, or he was one of the creators of WALL-E. And he talked about how, he did a brilliant TED talk about it. And he's like, our brains need the 2+2. We need the puzzle pieces, but we want to put the puzzle together ourselves. And that's a great way to think about storytelling, is to not always just tell people the answer, but to share stories so that they can come up with the answer themselves.
Yes. And that's another real powerful strategy, that's a brain-related strategy, is when there's an unanswered question, when there's an open loop, quote unquote, the brain is wired to find an answer, and it will continue searching, which is why I tell people when they can't think of something, it'll come to you about 3 a.m. because your brain is going to continue to search for it. So you'll probably think of the name of this person at 3 a.m. And so, you know, you're welcome to post it or message me. It might come to you before the end of the interview too. But yes, that is a very powerful trait about our brains. And so we can learn to use that power of questions and include that in our storytelling. One of the things that frustrates me that's related to that is when you have a TV series that ends without notice, and it's like, wait a minute, there were all these open-ended, you know, cliffhangers at the last season. And I can't
October, Andrew Stanton, I thought of his name.
What was it?
Sorry, I just thought of his name. Andrew Stanton.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to take that 3 a.m. There you go.
go ahead. You were saying they were talking about a show.
Oh, yeah, that October Road was a series that I was watching, and it abruptly was canceled. And I don't even know how several years later I found on YouTube the producers had made an ending, because they didn't get to end the all the cliffhangers. So they put it out on YouTube for the fans who are like, what? But most shows don't do that. And so what we are working with people when we are telling stories, it's very engaging when we leave some things open and let people come to their own solutions. And, you know, if there's a direction we're trying to help them go with a trainer, a coach, a director, then we can take what they're bringing and ask some other questions to steer them in a different, well, what about this? If you looked at it at this time of day, or, you know, maybe, you know, what if you were living in a different time? Would that have changed how you responded? So it opens up all sorts of creativity around storytelling. So when thinking about promoting your message, one of the things that gets in people's way is fear. So what are some of the most common fears that you have helped clients with around video?
I think one of the most common is that why would anybody want to listen to me? Like, my story is nothing special. There's nothing unique about me, nothing, you know, earth-shattering. Why would they want to listen to me? And the challenge with that is you start to devalue, not only devalue your story, but you devalue your own self-worth, that you wouldn't be worthy enough to listen to. There's this belief that we have to have survived the Titanic or some, you know, incredible, you know, catastrophe or won some sort of accolade that is huge in order to be worthy enough to tell a story. And the thing about stories is that your story is what creates connection, and people aren't looking for the earth-shattering event. They're looking for rapport. They're looking for relatability. They're looking for a message that they can connect with. And so sometimes just saying that you grew up on a farm, or that you are one of six siblings, or that you ran your first marathon, those little slices of your life are what create connectivity to other people, because there are other people who go, oh my God, I did that, or I grew up on a farm, or I was an army brat, or, I grew up an only child. People, find ways to connect with others through their story. And when you share your story, you create connection with other people. So don't think that your story has to be this huge thing. It doesn't have to be. It could be the most common experience. But there is the other thing about your story is that even if you think your story is common, it is still unique because there's only one you. And it doesn't matter how many people do what you do. There's nobody that has your story because nobody has lived your life. You could even be in the same household as a sibling, and your sibling and you will have a completely different perspective on what went on in that household. So don't ever discount your story, because you're the only one that has experienced what you've experienced. So that's one big thing. Yeah. Yeah. The other thing that to hammer home that point, one of my coaches, speaker coach, his name is Bo Eason, really, really smart guy. And one of his phrases is personal becomes universal. Personal becomes universal. If I want you to think about your dad, all I have to do is start talking about mine. And that's the thing that's amazing about storytelling, is that we connect through common experience. And so when we share anything in our story, our brains subconsciously are going, how does that relate to me and my experience? And so never devalue story. Don't just focus on facts and teaching people tips and tricks. Yes, you want to add value, but it's really sharing the things that are emotional, sharing the things that are authentic and real and raw. Those are the things that really create the trust and connection. There are some people who really believe that vulnerability is a weakness, when in fact vulnerability is one of the greatest strengths you can have, because it draws in people to empathize and connect with who you are and realize, oh my God, this person is human. They're not perfect. It's not our perfections that connect us. It's in our imperfections that make us relatable.
Yes. That was one of the most powerful books, I think. Well, and I've also heard Brené Brown talk about the power of vulnerability.
And I love her.
Realizing that you know, wherever we are now, we didn't start here, first of all. And I think I've shared with you before that, you know, when I make mistakes in my trainings or coaching, and I'll say, well, you know, my goal is to make new and different mistakes every day. And people sometimes stop and go, what did you just say? And it's like, well, I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. That's just the way humans are. So if the goal is to make new and different ones every day, I can learn the lessons, and it's a new adventure. And it totally changes the perspective about mistakes and makes it okay, gives people permission to make mistakes. I sometimes have to remind myself of that when I'm making those videos, take number 20.
Yeah.
But, and I think that's another, I think, maybe not a fear, but a frustration of when we're making video. You know, how good does it need to be?
Yeah. I think that our standards are usually much higher than other people's when it comes to our own work. We're always our worst self-critic, always. Anything that we create could always be better. That's just the nature of the beast. But people watching don't have the script. They don't know what you planned to do or didn't do. They're just along for the ride. They're taking in your own story and your own journey and whatever video you create. But it's really hard to connect with others when you don't create. We need to be creating to get our message out there. I was a friend of mine posted. She said, you know, there's no guarantee that making reels is going to grow your business. But if you don't make reels, they can guarantee for that strategy, you're not gonna grow your business. It's like the Wayne Gretzky quote, right? You miss 1,000% of the shots you don't take.
Right.
And so we need to be creating, because that's how we learn. I really look at video as art. but I think too many people want to focus on just the science. And you do need to have the science. You do need to know the foundation. I mean, obviously, you need to know how to open up the Instagram app. You know how to add music, how to put text on the screen. You need to know those science things. But then once you learn those, then you learn them. And then you can move forward and start creating art. And that's where I think the fun comes, you know. I like to look at my iPhone as like the 64 color crayon box with the sharpener on the side. You have an amazing tool that did not exist, you know, a decade ago. And even what it can do now compared to what it could do last year or the year before. You have an amazing tool where you don't need to develop film. You don't need to mail things in the mail. You can go live instantly to the world. You could create something that could be seen in every country that's imaginable that has an internet signal. And it opens the door to literally anybody waking up tomorrow and deciding to, you know, make an impact and just share what they believe. And that's a very powerful thing. It can be a scary thing too, but for people who are on the side of good, who want to help others, who want to make an impact, it can be an incredibly powerful thing.
And just that shift in perspective and taking the focus off of ourselves when we're making the video, that's one of the very first lessons I remember learning from you is mm-hmm. if you're thinking about the people that you're serving and the message that you're putting out there to help people transform their lives or whatever that bigger mission is, it's a very different mindset than worrying about what the hair looks like or if I'm wearing makeup or not or, you know, all of those things.
Totally.
And, but it's a natural, our minds are wired for negativity and criticism. And so without hearing that external message from you, a lot of people are stuck in that, oh my gosh, I can't put this out there because it looks terrible or something's wrong with it, versus
right.
how many people are missing the message if you don't put it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I always tell all my students to focus out, not in. So you can, if you're focusing on your hair and the way your makeup looks and, you know, you don't know, I don't know if I know what I'm going to say or the words. I mean, that is all inwardly focused. It's all focused on you. And you can't serve people when you're completely focused on yourself. The only way for you to serve people is to focus outward. So I tell my students, don't focus out. Don't focus in, focus out. Pour your love of what it is that you're talking about into the lens and think about a person that you really want to serve. Pick a real person. You know, I pick somebody that I can see their face in my mind's eye. And so sometimes it's one of my best friends. Sometimes it's my kid. Sometimes it's my mom, even though she's passed on. Like, I think of somebody specific that brings a smile to my face or somebody that I can focus on that I would be talking to. And when I do that, outwardly focus. And some of my students, I have them print out a picture and tape it right below the camera or stick it to the cover of their phone so they can actually have something to focus on to, again, drive their focus out, not in. So, yeah, you need to get clarity on your message. You need to know what you want to say. But that doesn't have to be, you know, a scripted word-for-word message. Sometimes it's just the thought that you want to share. And however it comes out is exactly how it's supposed to come out. So I'm not big on teleprompters. I'm not big on, you know, scripting everything out word-for-word. I love bullet points. Because if you have a bullet point, you can go from bullet point to bullet point and talk about a topic. And it'll come out exactly the way it's supposed to come out.
Yes. Or, yeah, you can do, like, the in Greece, the orators, like Socrates and Aristotle would talk for hours and hours with no notes. Because they would do a mental topic drop as they walked through their the city in which they lived, and they would leave a topic at each location. It's the loci system for memory. And so, you know, if you know what you know, and or you know the message that you want to promote, whether that's business, whether it's a cause, that whatever it is you're passionate about, and it comes from that passion, that heart, then the script isn't necessary. It again, because it's focused out and not in. And that's, there's so many, I always talk about, I get so much gold every time I listen to you. And so I have a collection of James quotes that I will share with you at some point. Because sometimes, you know, we'll say things and then somebody else will come back. I did that with a leadership program I was in. And at the end of the program, I told the coordinator, I said, one of the most powerful lessons was leadership, it's not about being out in front and pulling, it's getting behind and pushing. He said, I said that.
Yeah.
I said, yes, you did. Because it doesn't matter whether you get credit. It's, are you part of the team and making that difference? But so often we, again, because we are in the moment and connecting and we don't always, you know, get that same powerful impact that someone who's hearing that message goes, oh my gosh, that's just such gold. So speaking of gold, there are for people who haven't started yet with video, what are some quick tips and strategies that you would suggest if they've yet to start?
Yeah, totally. The thing that's great about Instagram Reels, which is Instagram is my favorite platform out of all social media. And the reason why I love Instagram is there's so many different ways to connect. You can connect through posts, which are just basically images or quotes or just photographs. You can connect through guides, which are printed out documents that you can put up there to help people. And they can download them or see them. You can help people through their story platform, which is basically a 24-hour, it's a part of the Instagram platform where you can post something that disappears after 24 hours. So it's a short-term platform. And then you have Reels, which are a long-term platform like YouTube, where you're creating something and it will be there up there forever unless you decide to delete it. So there's lots of different ways to connect with your audience. The benefit of Reels is that the algorithm, which is basically there to curate content and put the right people in front of the right content. There aren't too many platforms other than Reels and TikToks and YouTube Shorts where the computer algorithm will put your content in front of strangers, people who have never heard of you before. And that is a really big benefit to you because you can then get exposure to new potential people who would be your tribe. Whether they purchase from you or not is a different story, but you're going to get your content put in front of the people that want to hear that content or want to see that content. And so that's why I think Instagram is a great place to start, and Instagram Reels and TikTok give you the ability to tell very short stories, ideally 15, 30 seconds, and start sharing your message. And the best way to get started, you want to think of Reels as a channel, like it's almost like a TV show. Like it is a specific channel where people are going to come to watch that channel for a specific kind of content. So the hardest part for people is just to choose what do they want to talk about. And you want to help the algorithm out by keeping your Reels consistently talking about the thing that you're passionate about. So in a long-winded way of saying it, you don't want to throw everything about your life and all your kids' softball games and your favorite dessert and all those different things of your life in your Reels. You want to talk about the one thing that you're really passionate about and find different ways to talk about it. So when people are getting started, the three questions I ask are, what do you love? What are you good at? And what are some lessons you've learned? And if you think about those three questions, what do you love, what are you good at, and what are lessons you've learned, all three of those things can help add value to somebody else's life because sharing the things that you love and you're passionate about will connect you with people who are passionate and love those same things. Sharing what you're good at shares your skills. And there are people out there, no matter what it is that your skill is, you know something more than somebody else. You don't have to be the best in the world. You just need to be the best in their world. It's a quote from one of my friends, Taki Moore. People always think they have to be the best expert in this one thing in order to be successful. It's like, no, you don't. You just need to share your gifts and talents, whatever they may be, and help people get a little bit further down the road. And then when you share lessons you've learned, you're sharing not only skills, but your beliefs. And it's through our beliefs that we connect with other people. I'm a huge fan of Simon Sinek. He wrote a book called Start With Why. Highly recommend it. It's an easy read. But he says people don't follow you because of what you believe. People follow you because you believe the same things that they believe. And when you share what you believe, you really create connection with the people you're meant to serve. So if you're just getting started, what I would do is I would write down what are five things that I really love? What are five things that I'm really good at? And what are five lessons that I have learned that have made an impact in my life? You know, it could be about kindness. It could be about determination. It could be about, loving somebody fiercely. You know, it could be about whatever it is that you want. But if there were five lessons, and maybe it's not five, maybe it's just one, but if there was something that you would want people to know, if you would want future generations to know a lesson, what would that lesson be? And you can share that in just speaking to the camera in a reel. You can share that by showing a photograph and having a voiceover of you talking about it. There are so many different creative ways to share that message. And it really doesn't take very long. You can literally create a reel in minutes, if not less. And when you post, you can broadcast that message to the world. So it's just a matter of getting started. So does that make sense? Did I lose you? Are we still on? I'm assuming it's still recording. I just can't hear you. There you are.
Yes, I'm back. Sorry. Yeah, we did because the phone disconnected, and I was like, oh.
All good.
So thank you for hanging in there until I got back. That happens
sometimes. Of course.
Technology is great when it works, and it's an adventure when it doesn't.
It always is.
And so what I was about to say is we are at just a little after three quarters of the hour. And so I do want to open up the lines for questions for those listening. So if you have a question for James, please give us a call at 347-215-8390, and I will open your line so that you can talk with James. And while we're waiting for callers, I know we've talked about your Sell Through Story program, and I was lucky enough to get involved in the pilot level with that, and you are about to launch another round of that. Do you want to talk
Part
about
two.
That program?
Yes. Yeah, so basically it's a program. It's a video-based program that has a live component, like a live weekly mastermind call. But the whole focus is helping people figure out what is their message, what is the content that they need to create, and how to get better at video. You know, with my, you know, I've been doing video for a long, long time, and there are certain things that you can learn to make your videos better. And you don't need any fancy gear. You don't need any expensive equipment. Everybody who's in the program, we start just using your smartphone. And if you have an Apple iPhone or an Android, you can record, use the Reels and TikToks to start building your audience. And then there's also the focus on sales. So, you know, we talk in our program, it's not just about creating video, although it's a big part of it. It's also about attracting the clients and the business you want. And in order to do that, you got to have a strategy. So we also focus on how to create a sales funnel using video to take people who see your video and turn them into potential prospects and eventually clients.
That's such a beautiful combination to put together. And for many of us starting our own businesses and who are entrepreneurs and And by the way, yesterday was National Entrepreneur Day, kind of zipped right by me. So congratulations to all the listeners who are owning their own business and bringing their gifts to the world. But most of us do that because we're very skilled and passionate about our thing, quote unquote. And the rest of business, like the videos, the marketing, the sales, are things that we need to learn. And so I highly recommend connecting with James and getting involved to learn with him, because it's very powerful. And the power of community that he builds as well. Amazing people, other entrepreneurs are in the program, and I've made some very, very strong connections, some of whom I've brought out to Spark to share with you, and will bring others as well. So, James, if somebody's interested or wants to learn more about that program, what's the best way to connect with you about that?
Yeah, the best way is to connect with me through Instagram or Facebook Messenger. So you can go to Instagram or Facebook, and you want to go to @ James Cooper Films. You go to my Instagram account @ James Cooper Films, or you can go to Facebook and go @ James Cooper Films, and just message me. And why don't you message me the word spark, so that I know that you came from this, and I have a free Getting Started with Reels guide, a little downloadable PDF that you can get, which will give you some tips to get started if you're getting started. And if you want information about the program, just message me and I'll give you the details.
Oh, awesome. And it's always nice when people have a free gift. And so for those of you who listened all the way to the end, message James and say Spark and ask for either the free gift or to set up a call with him and talk about the program. And so there's also something else that you do that I wanted to bring up, because I try to attend as often as I can, and that's your weekly Facebook Lives. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. I have a Facebook community. It's a free Facebook community called Six Figure Storytellers. And if you go to sixfigurestorytellers.com, it'll take you to the page. You can also just search in Facebook, just type in Six Figure Storytellers. And it's a free community. You can come join. We go live every Thursday at 1 o'clock. And you come join us live. You can ask questions in the group. Anybody who asks a question in the community, you not only get the hive mind of the community, but I usually see anybody's posting. I can answer any questions. But it's a great free group that people can come share their story. They can post videos for feedback. It's just a great safe place to get feedback on your journey of either telling your story or creating video.
And I will clarify, that's 1 o'clock Pacific time. So I highly recommend the time converter websites, because I have a tendency to go the wrong direction. Unless I imagine from my childhood hearing on TV when they used to say, this show is on at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, because otherwise I go the wrong way. TV's powerful. So that phone number again, if you have questions for James, is 347-215-8390. So I will also add that link into the show notes, because I've got Instagram and Facebook in the show notes, and I will add the Six Figure Storytellers after our interview concludes. So
sure.
Let me pop back here to see what else on my question guide. And again, I highly recommend talking to James about whether or not the program's a good fit for you, because I can only share from my experience how powerful it was, and I highly recommend it every chance I get. So is there anything on the horizon for you that's in the works beyond Sell Through Story, or is that still your primary focus right now?
It's still my primary focus right now. We do have an agency where we create videos for clients. It's a little higher end agency, but we have a few handful of clients that we work with. We're a very, very small boutique agency. It's just me and like one other person that run the whole show. And we do marketing videos for people. We have this thing called the Video Client Accelerator, which is basically 30 days of content in 2 hours, where we basically sit down, we do a virtual filming session, and we will record, in 2 hours, we will create all the content, come up with all the content ideas. We'll give you outlines to script it out, and then we do a virtual filming session where basically I direct you live and we record all the videos, and then they go into a Google Drive and my team edits them for you and gives you 30 days worth of content. So it's a labor-intensive process on our end, but we try to make it really easy for the people who want to do it, and in 2 hours we can create all this content for you. So that definitely keeps me busy on top of the pilot program that I'm developing with that you're in and other people are in.
So if you're listening and that's something that you might like to have done for your business, you could also reach out to James about that as well. Let me pop back over here. While I'm checking one more time for questions, James, what are the three most important ideas that you would like listeners to take away from our interview today?
Yeah, one is wherever you are in your business, keep going. You know, it is not an easy road for people. No matter what level of success people have had, there's always going to be ups and downs. That's the entrepreneurial journey. And so whether you're a coach, whether you, help people in any way, creating revenue from a business, your own business, is a roller coaster of a journey. And so don't give up. Keep going. Get help when you need it. If there are areas in your business that are not working, don't try to figure everything out. Seek counsel. Try to find somebody who knows the answers, because I guarantee there's somebody out there that knows how to help you with the specific problem that you have. That's the biggest thing that I would say. When it comes to messaging, never devalue your story, because your story is your fingerprint and nobody else has it. And then the third thing is, when it comes to video, video is really one of the most powerful tools at our disposal to be able to attract our audience. But, you know, your first video is going to suck. I can guarantee it. But you know what? The fifth one's going to be better than the first one, and the tenth one's going to be better than the fifth one, and the 100th video you make is going to be miles from your tenth one. So nobody is an expert at anything out of the gate. It takes time, and no matter how much you would try to read a book on how to ride a bike, the only way you're going to learn is to get on the thing and pedal. It's the same thing with video. You have to start creating in order to know what you can improve and what you can get better at.
Those are three very, very powerful ideas. And as always, James, there's gold in this interview. I have a page full of notes, which is no surprise. Because I'm a note taker and it helps me anchor in my memory. So for those of you who are listening to this on the replay, please reach out to James. And thank you for investing time in finding us here at Spark. It's been a pleasure. James, thank you so, so much for spending time with me and your message with my listeners about video and storytelling and sales. And I hope that you continue to make this positive difference, because your combination of messaging with video storytelling and sales is a unique one, at least that I've found. And you have such a great way of building rapport and helping people feel comfortable about something that can be pretty overwhelming and fear-inducing when it comes to video and sales, if that's not the forte in your business. So thank you so much for bringing your message to the world and for following your passion in the world of film and storytelling.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. And so, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for being here. I look forward to bringing you more amazing, brilliant people who can ignite a positive change in your life. And we invite you to take one action on something you learned here or relearned that could be that spark to ignite a positive change in your life. Until next time, from my heart, please choose to create and enjoy amazing days as you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch as only you can. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.